Well, it isn't only those living on Australian shores that feel the impact of the federal budget. In last night's budget, the government revealed they'll be freezing indexation on the foreign aid spending and saving the Commonwealth over $300 million. But advocacy groups aren't happy. Tim Costello is the chief advocate at World Vision Australia. He joins me via Skype. Tim, the foreign aid budget will be increasing slightly from $3.8 billion to $3.9 billion in over the next financial year, with $4.1 billion the anticipated spend by mid-2018. Why the concern? Because it is growing. It's not as a significant cut as perhaps many were anticipating.
Look, last night we were to celebrate the foreign aid budget being at $8 billion. It was bipartisan. Just 4 years ago, Labor in coalition, to say with the humanitarian crisis and the pain and Australia being one of the richest nations of the world, we'll get to $8 billion, which was 0.5%. That's what Bob Menzies had it at. And it's now going to be at $3.9 billion. So even though the spin is, it's still, the same cuts, it's been a cut every budget for the last few years. The horror budget that the government very, very successfully put behind them, the 2014 budget they dealt with last night, cut aid by over $1 billion. In fact, 20% of all Joe Hockey's savings in that horror budget came from just less than 1% of the budget, the foreign aid budget. And when you add in the zombie savings, which they abandoned last night, it'll be up around 30%. So literally poor, desperately poor people who don't vote became the way to actually fix the budget, and that continues. That's why we're upset, Patricia.
This freeze on the foreign aid budget is temporary. It's going to last until 2021-22. Obviously, many areas under constraint, the government trying to raise revenue in other areas to pay for things like the NDIS. How will you be trying to convince the government to change their plans? Do you think you'll have any success? Because it seems to me that that horse has perhaps bolted.
Look, all we can do is point out that Australia can no longer say we are compassionate, we believe in a fair go. Those values were actually bipartisan just 4 years ago. That's why they said it's got to go to 0.5. We're at now 0.22%, the lowest in our history. Now, Scott Morrison gave a wonderful speech about his brother-in-law today and why he's funding the NDIS, which I totally support, was moved by. His brother has a serious disability. It's the Medicare increase. I just appealed to Scott Morrison that to reread his own maiden speech when he came into Parliament. He said he'd come in to increase aid, to make poverty history, to save 6,500 African children who die under the age of 5 each day. He nailed his colours to the mast, saying those people are also our concern, and yet we've now withdrawn aid from Africa. We have 65 million displaced people. We have 20 million in Africa at the point of starvation, as big as Ethiopia in 1984. And here is Britain that's legislated 0.7%. David Cameron first, Theresa May has repeated it. These are compassionate conservatives. We've got Angela Merkel, a compassionate conservative, not to mention Bob Menzies. And then we've got, we've got cruel conservatives saying it's only about Australians, Australia first. And when you are a rich country and you're not shouldering your share of the load, you really damage your international reputation.
Tim Costello, many thanks for your time.
That's a pleasure.
Tim Costello there via Skype. He's the chief advocate at World Vision Australia, sharing his views. Shane Ryan up next to talk all things federal budget.